Hey, everybody. Welcome back to It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast, a podcast focused on normalizing everyday challenges such as mental health, addiction, grief, divorce, loss, and many more. I hope this episode inspires you to be your best self and to live your dream life one day at a time. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast. Today, we are on a Faith Friday episode, which means we are unpacking something I've either been learning in the Bible or something that I've been experiencing in the world of faith. But today, we're unpacking the book of Deuteronomy. And I've been going through the process of this year. I'm trying to read the Bible all the way through. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, the Bible is long. So what I've been doing is originally when I started out, I was just reading like Proverbs, Psalms, Daniel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And then now I've ended up starting like Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And now I'm in Exodus. And so I've really just been like going through and just trying to learn more and really get a lot more information on some of these kind of big Bible stories that we hear all about and figure out like how do these things pertain to life today. So the book of Deuteronomy largely is about God teaching the people how to live. And so remember at this point in the Bible, we are where really people as a whole are pretty new. So there's been a couple of generations of people and now God is in the process of guiding the Israelite people through the desert with Moses. And as they're in the process of doing that, God is just teaching people really how to live, what's important. And he's speaking through Moses and through Aaron a lot. And so God during this point is having Moses and Aaron appoint council people. And they're making sure that these council people are people that will judge fairly and justly. These are the people that whenever there's disagreements within the community, they'll come to these people and these people will, you know, kind of handle it fairly and justly for both sides. There's also in this book a ton of reminders of how God led the people in the wilderness for 40 years without a single unmet need. There's so many times where the people are questioning God or doubting God or doubting God's plan or doubting how long it's taking to come to fruition. And God's like, hey, remember, I guided you in the wilderness for 40 years. You never went hungry. You never went thirsty. You never didn't have clothes to wear. You never didn't have shoes to put on your feet. Like all of these needs that God just continued to meet for the people while they were in the wilderness. And I love that reminder because I think so often we're in stages of life where we feel like we're in the wilderness. God, where are you? What is taking so long? But we can look back and say, I never had a single unmet need during that time. God met and God provided for every single need I had during that time in some way, in some fashion. And it's so cool to see how God has been doing that literally for generations, just meeting the needs of his people. So despite God, so these people at this point, they had been, God had parted the Red Sea for them. God had freed them from slavery. God had done all these miraculous things for them. But despite that, they still doubted God. They still ran into hard times and were like, why God, why? How come things aren't easier? You know, all these things that we still do now today. And since these people doubted God, rebelled against God, all these different things, God said, you will never enter the promised land, but your descendants will. So God is giving now the descendants of these people this promised land in Canaan. And God is giving them land and really setting them up just for blessings to make sure that they are going to win, to make sure that they are going to be able to have the confidence, the strength to overcome all the challenges that come their way. But there's so many reminders that God will always give us the strength and the ability to do our part. But we always have a part. We don't just get to sit back and have God work miracles in our life and do absolutely nothing. So at this point, the people are really just like, oh my gosh, it's been so long. It's been so hard. And God's like, hey, just do this little piece that I've assigned for you and I'll work miracles to make the rest of it happen. And that's so hard for us to conceptualize that there's so much that God can do if we just choose to do our small piece. And there's so many great reminders of that in this book. So this is also the book where Moses is explaining to the people what the Ten Commandments are. So what's interesting about the Ten Commandments is a lot of them are things that are just laws today. Like you can't murder, you can't steal, be kind to your father and mother. Like a lot of these things that are just ingrained in the culture now actually originated back in Bible times in the Ten Commandments, which I think is so cool to see. And God at this point is commanding obedience of the people and through the Ten Commandments, and is also saying, hey, teach this to your children as well. There's going to be times when life is going to get hard, and you should really just continue to just pass this knowledge and this desire for obedience along to your children. So a big focus in this book is talking about idols. And one of the reasons that God is leading the people to Canaan, which is the promised land, is because Canaan needs to be overthrown, because Canaan, they are sacrificing children. They're like burning children as sacrifices. And they are also worshiping false idols. And there's so much in here talking about how idols are forbidden and why God is really sending his people to overthrow these areas of the land. And a lot of times, I think we get a little bit confused about what idols are, because back in Bible times, idols were shrines or, you know, things that people would actually bow down and worship. Whereas I think in today's time, idols can be anything that you put before God. An idol can be maybe you sacrifice your morals to make money or for a job or for all these different things. And it's really just this constant reminder that you're not supposed to put anything before God. And I just wrote down that an idol can be anything that we put before God's commandments. This can be work, this can be money, this can be relationships, all these different things that we maybe sacrifice our morals for or sacrifice what we know God wants us to do just to feel good or get ahead or whatever the case may be. So it's just a good reminder that you don't actually have to create a shrine to be putting something before God or idolizing it. People do this, you know, a lot just as they move through different stages of life where they think things are just so, so important. The next little bit talks about how important it is to not be proud. And it talks about when your heart becomes proud, you forget the Lord. And this happens a lot, I think, when we only pray when we need something. And by this, I mean, maybe life is hard and we pray then, but then when life is good, we forget God. And I used to do that a lot. Like I only prayed if I needed God to get me out of something or if I needed help or relief. I never just prayed because I love God and because he was somebody I wanted to have a relationship with. And I really had to learn to let go of that mentality of like that I got this mindset, and instead just adapt into the mindset of I can do all things with Christ who strengthens me. And a lot of these just affirmations that are focused around how we can do all things in Christ. So this book also talks about how a lot of the people that doubted God's plan, rebelled against God, they didn't make it to the promised land because they doubted God, they created idols, all these different things. And it's such a good reminder that we really have to do things God's way in order to get God's full purpose for our life, his full promises, all these amazing things that we want. And at this point, God is blessing the line of Abraham. So God had made this covenant with Abraham. And so he's like, hey, your family to come will be blessed. And so that's what God is doing, is God is truly just blessing the descendants of Abraham that he had made this earlier promise with. And in this book, it also talks a lot about the festivals for worshiping God. And by this, I mean, there are a lot of times where God's talking about, hey, you need to just spend time with me. You need to worship me. You need to not work all the time. And God's really just focusing on teaching people how to live in a way where they have the Day of Atonement. They have the Sabbath. They have all these times where they're really just supposed to focus on God's will for their life and coming into really just that true purpose that God has for them. During this time, God also calls the people to create a city of refuge. And this is basically for anybody who maybe somebody's coming after them for like an unjust reason. And it's basically like if people need a place to flee, give them that place. And I think it's such a good reminder because today I was actually picking a tropical smoothie and I saw a bumper sticker that said, "No human is illegal." And it reminded me just so much that like, in Bible times, God was literally saying, there are people who are less fortunate, create cities of refuge for them, create places for them to come. Don't exile them. Don't think badly of them. Don't talk down to them. You know, all these different things that are just so ingrained in the culture today. There's also a lot talking about how everybody is going to be accountable for their own actions. And so it says, parents are not to be put to death for their children, nor children for parents. Each will die for their own sin. And it's such a good reminder that when you die and go to heaven or hell, that, you know, whenever you have to stand before God and be held accountable for your sins, he's not going to ask about your mom or your brother or your sister or your ex. He's going to ask about you, your life, and what you chose to do with it. So always remember that that is just so, so important, is to remember that there will come a time where you'll have to stand and you'll have to answer for the life that you lived, and you want to make sure that it was a good one. During this book, God also talks a ton about the blessings for the obedient. He goes through how the people who are obedient to him, how just greatly they'll be blessed, how much he'll do for them, how much he'll love them, just all these incredible things. And it is so cool to watch unfold. So at this point, Moses is about to die. And so Moses at this point is like over 120 years old. He's kind of fulfilled his purpose and he's passing along, you know, this gift of guiding the people to Joshua. And so it kind of ends with Moses singing a song, and it's a song of Moses that is the final words to the people. And he's basically telling people, hey, I'm going to leave soon. And when I do, you're going to rebel against God. Don't do it. Don't forget about him. He's done all these things for you. Like, please remember, like, all these years God kept us safe in the wilderness. And really, he's just focused on predicting that the people are going to rebel against God, but how important it is to not rebel against God and how important it is to instead just really get into just having a good relationship with God and just fully surrendering to God's plan for your life. So at this point, Moses passes away, Joshua is taking over, and they're about to enter into Canaan, the promised land. And Joshua was the next one to take over. And so Moses basically lays hands on him, does a prayer over him that allows him to be able to be the new person that is basically facilitating between God and the Israelite people, leading them into the promised land and having these incredible gifts to be able to do so. So the next book of the Bible is Joshua, and Joshua starts to talk about the different things that happen in after Moses passes away, going into the promised land, and how what Canaan is like, how people take over the promised land. So that's probably where we'll pick up next Faith Friday, is we'll pick up in the book of Joshua. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and as always, happy healing, babes.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of It's Only Embarrassing If You Were Embarrassed podcast. I'm your host, Madison. If you want to get tuned into more episodes, you can click the follow button in the top right-hand side of your phone screen. This will actually notify you when new episodes are published. If you loved this episode, please leave a 5-star rating and review. It really helps with the show. And last but not least, if you thought of someone during this episode that you were like, I really need my mom, my bestie, my sister to hear this episode, please share with a friend. And as always, happy healing, babes.